Welcome to The Deep Dive.
Great to be here.
Today, we're tackling a really interesting intersection, UX design principles and artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. Specifically, we're looking at AI-generated user personas.
Yeah, those synthetic profiles. There's a lot of buzz around them.
Exactly. AI promises to streamline so much, right? And, well, understanding users seems like a prime target for that efficiency boost.
For sure. Persona creation can be pretty time-consuming.
It can. Yeah. But the big question we're grappling with today, based on some really compelling new research, is whether these AI personas are actually, you know, reliable.
Or are they potentially misleading? A kind of illusion of understanding.
That's it. So our mission is to unpack the benefits, sure, but also the pretty significant limitations of using AI here. We want to give you some crucial food for thought for your own UX work.
And we've got some solid sources to draw on: academic papers, expert perspectives, studies looking at accuracy, foundational UX stuff.
Right, including insights from Dr. Maria Panagiotidis's work on the problems with AI personas, perspectives from places like KinoCast.eu and others, and we have an expert, you, to help guide us through this.
Happy to dive in. It's fascinating because it forces us to think about what truly understanding users means. The speed of AI is tempting, but...
But does it sacrifice genuine insight?
Yeah.
That's the core. Okay, so, roadmap for today. We'll look at why AI personas are appealing.
The promise, essentially.
Then we'll dig into a big study, one from Columbia University, that really put these synthetic personas to the test.
Mm-hmm. Some really rigorous testing there.
We'll see where they fall short, talk about why that might be happening, and then pull out some actionable takeaways for UX practice.
Sounds good. Where should we start? The appeal.
Yeah, let's start there. Traditionally, persona development, well, it's hands-on, lots of work.
Oh, yeah. Interviews, surveys, analyzing loads of data, synthesizing it all. It's grounded in real people, but it takes effort.
Definitely resource-intensive. But then, yeah. You know, along come these large language models, LLMs.
And suddenly there's this promise of generating personas super quickly. Rich narratives, scalable. It sounds great.
It really does. The efficiency is a huge draw. But the central question, looking at the research, is, do these AI-generated profiles actually reflect real people?
Real behavior.
That's the million-dollar question. And, you know, initially there was some optimism. Some early studies suggested LLMs could maybe approximate public opinion or simulate basic interactions, but only under very specific conditions.
Right, like a proof of concept, almost. Showed it was technically possible in a limited way.
Exactly. But more recent work has really shifted focus. It's become much more critical, zeroing in on the inherent limitations, the biases that might be baked in.
Like, what kind of limitations are we talking about?
Well, some research found that just giving an LLM a persona could distort its reasoning. Another study highlighted how sensitive they are to prompts, tiny changes, big differences in the output persona.
Huh. That's tricky for consistency.
Very. And others questioned internal consistency and reproducibility altogether. Mm. How much depends on just how you set it up. So the running theme seems to be, they might sound good, they might seem coherent.
But that doesn't mean they're actually representative of real users or populations.
That surface coherence could be really deceptive then.
Precisely. Which makes the systematic work from Lay and colleagues at Columbia University so important. They set up a framework to actually categorize personas based on how much AI was involved.
Okay, let's break that down. A framework sounds useful here. What were the categories?
So first they had meta personas. These were based purely on demographic data, like census info. Zero LLM input, just stats.
Got it. Purely data-driven baseline.
Then objective tabular personas. These started with real user data, but LLMs added factual attributes, maybe occupation, income, things like that, augmenting real data.
Okay. A bit more AI involvement, but still grounded.
Next, subjective tabular personas. Here, the AI gets more involved, adding personality traits, subjective stuff to those profiles, moving beyond just facts.
Right. Adding attitudes, maybe motivations.
And finally, descriptive personas. This is the full-on AI approach. The entire narrative, background, story, behaviors generated pretty much entirely by the LLM.
Maximum AI input there. And the scale of this study was pretty massive, wasn't it?
Huge. They generated something like 1 million personas using 6 different LLMs.
Wow. Okay. And they didn't just create them, they tested them.
They did. They simulated how these personas would vote in elections, how they'd answer hundreds of questions on all sorts of topics from this opinion QA data set. Policy, personal preferences, you name it.
So a serious stress test. What was the big takeaway, the key finding?
It was pretty stark, actually. They found a really consistent pattern. the more the LLM contributed to creating the persona, the more its simulated opinions strayed from actual real-world data.
More AI equals less realistic.
Essentially, yes. The divergence grew with AI involvement.
Okay, let's unpack that divergence with some examples, because that's where the UX risks become clear. The U.S. election simulation you mentioned.
Yeah, right. So the basic personas, the ones with minimal AI, their simulated results were reasonably aligned with actual outcomes.
Okay, plausible.
But the fully LLM-generated ones, they predicted Democratic wins across the board, basically. A clear, significant divergence from what actually happened.
Whoa. Okay, so if you were using those personas for, say, designing a political campaign tool or something.
You could be way off base, completely misinterpreting your target audience's likely views or needs.
And this wasn't just politics, right? You said there were other trends.
Yeah, across many domains they tested. LLM personas consistently favored environmental issues over economic ones, liberal arts over STEM, artistic entertainment over mainstream stuff. Persistent biases.
Mm. And what about the descriptions themselves? Did they analyze the language?
They did, and they found that as more detail was added by the AI, the sentiment got increasingly positive and subjective.
For the AI tended to create nicer personas.
Almost idealized individuals, yeah. Strong community values, fewer life challenges, quite different from the complexities you usually find in real user research.
So the big question then is why? Why do these divergences happen? What's causing these limitations?
Well, the researchers point mainly to the training data. LLMs learn from vast amounts of text, mostly from the internet.
And the internet isn't exactly a perfectly balanced representation of everyone.
Not at all. Certain demographics, certain viewpoints are just way overrepresented because they produce more online content. So the AI learns those biases.
That makes sense. It's learning from a skewed sample. I remember Paul Boag talking about this too, regarding synthetic personas.
Mm-hmm. What did he say?
He highlighted that AI is great at synthesizing data, massive amounts of it, but it struggles with the subtleties, you know, hidden motivations, emotional context, the human stuff.
Yeah, the why behind the what.
He basically called synthetic personas a sophisticated first draft, something that needs serious human validation.
Exactly. It lacks that empathy, that intuition. And this leads to a representational gap, which is a huge implication for UX. If our personas systematically miss certain groups,
we risk designing products that just don't work for them.
Precisely. You might cater perfectly to the idealized AI persona, but fail a large chunk of your actual user base.
Can you give another example? How might this play out?
Sure. Imagine designing, say, a health app. If your AI personas are all super proactive, tech-savvy fitness buffs.
Because maybe that's overrepresented in the training data.
Could be. Yeah. You might then design an app that's great for them, but maybe it completely overlooks the needs of people just starting out or people facing barriers like cost or access, people who need more support.
So you missed designing for inclusivity, potentially.
You could. And that brings us right to validation, doesn't it? How do we even know if an AI persona is close to reality?
Right. Because the research suggests our usual checks, like does it sound plausible, does the team agree, might not be enough here.
No, because they can seem internally consistent but still be way off from real behavior.
So we need something more rigorous.
Definitely. More sophisticated validation. We need to compare these synthetic persona predictions against actual empirical data analytics, surveys, user testing with real people.
And didn't the Columbia study also find that some areas are more prone to this divergence than others?
Yes. Things like political choice, environmental attitudes, education, cultural preferences. These value-laden areas seem particularly tricky for the AI.
So extra caution needed if you're working in those domains.
Absolutely. The more subjective or culturally nuanced the area, the higher the risk of the AI's biases leading you astray.
Okay, so given all this, the biases, the divergence, the validation challenge. What should UX folks actually do? Is it just don't use AI personas? Or is there a middle ground?
Well, dismissing them entirely might be hard, especially if other teams start using them. Paul Boag's idea of them being a starting point suggests a role, maybe. It's more about a nuanced, responsible approach.
So what does that look like? Step one.
Step one, always, is real user research. Always start there. Direct observation, talking to users, collecting real data. There's just no substitute for understanding actual behaviors, frustrations, workarounds.
Ground yourself in reality first. Okay, then what? Yeah. If you do want to use AI,
consider a calibrated approach. Maybe start with solid demographic data, like those meta personas. Then, if you use LLMs, use them carefully. Add factual bits, perhaps, things you can independently verify. Minimize the purely generative part.
So less of the AI writing the whole story from scratch.
Exactly. Less reliance on the freeform narrative generation, more focus on structured, verifiable additions. And crucially, validate everything the AI adds.
How would you validate?
Compare them rigorously. Against your analytics data. Against small-scale qualitative research, do these personas resonate at all with real users? Cross-reference with existing research. Triangulate.
Don't just take the AI's output as truth. Got it.
Never. And the final piece is transparency.
Yes. Being honest about what you're using?
Exactly. If you use synthetic personas, document their limitations. Make sure your team, your stakeholders, understand these are not direct user representations. Explain the potential for divergence.
That methodological transparency is key for research integrity.
Absolutely. And going back to validation, Paul Bowag really hammered the point about sharing AI personas with actual end users, getting their direct feedback. Does this feel like you? How is it different?
That real-world check is vital. And maybe internal checks, too, like with customer service or sales team.
For sure. They talk to users every day. They have a grounded perspective that can help sanity check these profiles.
So it sounds like a multi-pronged validation strategy is really the only responsible way.
Seems like it. And this all ties back to fundamental UX validation practices anyway.
Right? Yeah, like usability testing, watching real people use the thing.
A/B testing for data-driven choices.
Early and frequent testing. Iterative design based on feedback.
All those methods provide the real-world grounding that purely synthetic personas might lack.
So wrapping up this part, It feels like AI offers exciting possibilities maybe for speed or scale at certain stages, but creating accurate, empathetic user understanding. That still seems fundamentally human. It needs observation, empathy, rigorous validation.
Well put. The allure of speed can't replace genuine connection and understanding of user needs.
Okay, so let's quickly recap the big takeaways for everyone listening.
Go for it.
One, AI personas offer speed and scale, but beware significant risks of bias and misrepresentation.
Two, more AI involvement generally means more divergence from real-world data.
Three, validation is absolutely critical use, real user feedback. Compare against empirical data. Don't just trust the AI output.
Four, AI should complement, not replace, direct user research.
And five, if you use AI, adopt a new approach. Start with real research. Calibrate AI input carefully. Validate thoroughly and be transparent about the limitations.
Exactly. Be informed, be cautious, be rigorous.
And if you want to dig deeper, definitely check out the Columbia University study we talked about. It really lays out the methodology and findings.
Good call. And maybe reflect on your own processes. Where can you strengthen validation, especially if AI tools are creeping in?
Yeah, and think about how you communicate the limitations of any synthetic insights to your team and stakeholders.
Those are important practical steps.
So the final thought we want to leave you with today is this. In this world that's leaning more and more on AI, how do we as UX professionals make sure we champion the vital, irreplaceable value of direct human connection? How do we ensure technology truly serves diverse human needs, not just some synthesized, potentially biased version of them?
That's the challenge, isn't it? Keeping the human at the center.
Indeed. Well, thank you so much for diving deep with us today. We really hope this exploration gave you some valuable insights and things to consider.
Yeah, hope it was useful food for thought.
We'd love to hear your experiences too. Have you used AI personas? What have you found? Share your perspectives with us.
Definitely interested in hearing from listeners on this.
And please join us next time on The Deep Dive, where we'll unpack another stack of sources to bring you more surprising facts and actionable knowledge. Thank you.